Welcome to American Education FM, everybody. I'm Dr. Sean Brooks. As stated in the last episode of this podcast, at the end of that episode, I brought up the website nomaskforkids.com. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody needs to check this out. And I'm going to read through a number of these blog posts, but this is a place for parents and students and anybody to report what they have seen, in particular with minors, regarding the mask wearing. And it has countless categories here. It has dental, dermal, eye, ear, nose, internal, neurological, psychological, and pulmonary categories. These posts are heartbreaking. And I highly recommend that you share this with your children, your nieces and nephews, your cousins, your grandkids, whoever it is. Share this website with them. It can give them a healthy outlet to understand that they're not alone in the frustrations of this mask wearing and the psychological damage that is taking place on countless individuals. Again, they can type in their own story too, if they'd like. But I want to read through a number of these here. And again, I highly recommend that you share this with a number of people who are close to you and close to those that you love. So here we go. Some of these are shorter, some of them are longer, but they're all very, very interesting. This one is titled Reoccurring Cough. My 7-year-old has been to the doctor twice from developing a cough that lasts for 2 weeks. Only thing that clears it up is prescription steroid and prescription cough medicine. Didn't start till mask mandate. Stop this freaking madness. Unquote. This next one's titled Anxiety. This whole mask thing has my daughter, actually both of my kids, very anxious about going to school and other activities. I'm a mandated reporter on child abuse and this baffles me. How is this legal? She wears a retainer and the mask is too much. Unquote. This next one is titled Exhausted. Masks are mandated in our school system. Never before have I seen my child so tired all of the time. I'm sure it's because she's trying to breathe through a mask for 7 to 8 hours a day. The school also makes them wear masks in PE. How isn't this child abuse? So frustrated. That was from South Dakota. This one is titled Migraines. Quote, my 11-year-old grandson asked his doctor for mask exemption at school since he's on 2 inhalers for severe migraines. Doctor said, quote, no, you should have a mask more than anyone, unquote. Idiot NWO complicit. The Hippocratic Oath says do not harm. This is from Canada. This one is from Virginia. It's titled Anxious Student. Quote, I'm a speech-language pathologist at a public primary school in Virginia. We began providing the option of students attending school on a, quote, blended schedule in early September. I observed a student with developmental delays who also had documented struggles with anxiety, crying in the hallway with her teacher and the principal surrounding her. I approached, wondering if I could help. The student was having what appeared to be a panic attack over being forced to wear a mask all of the time at school and in class. She was given no options of a face shield, which I know to be available as an option for students with special needs who have aversions to the mask. She was forced to pull the mask back up and go back into class, crying. I inquired later with the teacher and I was told, per school policy, if the student continued to refuse wearing the mask, she could and likely would be forced to go all virtual. A very disturbing event to experience broke my heart for this small child. Unquote. This next one is titled Constant Rashes. This comes from Ohio. Kids attend school 5 days per week and every day they are experiencing facial rashes that I have to treat with creams. Unquote. This next one is titled No Masks for Kids. This comes from Washington State. I'm a principal of a K-12 public school. What I am experiencing this year due to COVID mandates, including children wearing masks all day, has my hardest school after 31 years in education. Never have I seen the inappropriate behaviors or physical symptoms children are experiencing due to this mandate. The students are becoming more aggressive, angry, and defiant. I've never seen K-12 students act as inappropriately toward the adults and other students as I have witnessed this year. In addition, the physical symptoms that children are experiencing is also extremely concerning. Students are not getting enough water due to water fountains being closed and the efforts that it takes to take off a mask to drink. Students are having stomach issues, also as a result of a lack of water, and are becoming constipated. Students' lack of oxygen are making them tired, lethargic, and grumpy. I believe we are doing harm to children by forcing them to cover their nose and mouth when the science, quote-unquote, does not support them wearing them. This next one is titled, Headache and More Sinus Issues. This comes from Colorado. Quote, during my daughter's school day, they are required to wear a mask over their nose and mouth for 8 hours, even while attending PE class. She has started to complain more about headaches than usual. Her allergies or similar symptoms have been more prevalent since the mask usage. Her sinuses seem to always be full, causing sneezing, stuffy nose, runny nose, and post-nasal drip cough. This next one comes from New York, and it's titled, Can't Breathe and Feels Like Passing Out. Quote, my son has to wear his mask all day in school with very short breaks. I received a text today from my son asking if I can pick him up from school because all his classes were hot and he couldn't wear the mask any longer because he felt like passing out and became very lightheaded. Unquote. This next one comes from Oklahoma. Increased anxiety caused by acne breakouts, anxiety. Quote, my 18-year-old son has to wear masks at technical school and job. Breakout on face from mask, around mouth, chin, and cheeks. Does not want to go to school due to depression from wearing mask and not being able to sit with friends in groups and talk or communicate. Has anxiety attacks through night, unable to sleep, overeating, weight gain. Signs of depression, despair, and lack of motivation. Unquote. This next one comes from New Jersey. It's titled Sinus Disease. My son had sinus surgery to remove polyps almost 2 years ago. Follow-up showed healthy, clear sinuses until he started wearing masks to school. Now very inflamed, needs medication, and rinses to keep them clear. Unquote. This next one is titled, Trouble Breathing, Anxiety. Quote, this is causing psychological problems, even breathing issues on us all, to the point of breakdowns, especially with my child with autism. Once he starts it, it affects the whole family. Unquote. This one comes from California, titled Asthmatic Teen. Store employees have told us they don't care if he has asthma, that he shouldn't be in public anyway, so for 8 months now my child should hide at home and not go into society? At one store, a 20-year-old employee told me he was sure most people with asthma were lying, and he had no way to know if my son really had it. Twice he has gone into stores wearing the thinnest face shield we could find, and he had asthma. We checked his oxygen level with his tester that goes on your finger, and it was 91. He's depressed, lost all of his activities, and can't even go into a store like a normal person. Unquote. This comes from Indiana, and it's titled Headache After 3 Minutes of Wearing Mask. My 10-year-old states he feels like he hates suffocating when forced to wear a face mask. He will complain of headaches around 3 minutes of having one on. He becomes very anxious, almost as if he's hyperventilating, and then pulls the mask down and takes a few deep breaths. Our school is trying to normalize this reaction. Try to encourage him to tolerate it, they say, from their offices, where they're able to take their masks off several times a day at length. The only time my son is forced to wear a mask is at school. This is because he wants to be with his peers and learns better in person. I made him a mesh mask of which he wore to school for about 10 weeks with no issues. 2 weeks ago, the school contacted me and stated he could no longer wear the mask as it does not meet CDC guidelines. The principal is refusing to let him back in until he puts a mask of their standard back on. This is ridiculous. I'm trying to find a physician to talk with, but I'm having difficulties. My son does not have an outwardly disability, but he cannot tolerate a face mask at all. I have contacted the district, but it is not helpful. I am trying to get an appointment with our superintendent at this time. Unquote. This comes from Tennessee, and it's titled Suffocation with Masks. Quote, they feel so suffocated wearing masks throughout the day and get super exhausted. They want to go to school, but they hate because of masks. Unquote. This next one is titled Staph Infection. Comes from New York. Quote, staph infection around her mouth. Had to get her medication to get rid of it. Unquote. This next one comes from Denver City. It's titled Student Faints and Throws Up. Quote, I teach juniors at Denver City High School in Denver City, Texas. One of my English honors students came into class one day last week saying that the last few days that she faints and throws up shortly after she gets home. She first didn't think about it being related to wearing a mask all day long at school. However, it kept happening, so she began to do some research and discovered that it could be caused by her mask. Her mother is concerned, but they don't know what to do about it. The administration at our school requires all staff and students to wear a mask at all times. My husband and I refuse to wear a mask. In fact, we don't own one and will never wear one. I encourage her to stand up to the tyranny and not wear a mask. There is a small handful of students that don't wear a mask. They will get yelled at by certain teachers and the administration. This particular student said she would continue to wear hers because she did not want to get in trouble. Unquote. This next one comes from Connecticut. It's titled Cannot Breathe. Quote, all of my children wear masks in school, out of school, at their sporting events. When I pick them up from school, I can see the exhaustion and the confusion in their dialogue, which I can only determine is from constant mask wearing. Also, when they are playing sports, also picking them up from practice, they are a different kind of exhausted. The lack of oxygen to their brains after exerting themselves in that manner is very concerning and alarming. I honestly do not understand wearing a mask to play sports. This kind of conduct is putting our children's physical and mental health at risk. No more mask wearing! Exclamation point. Unquote. This next one comes from Massachusetts. It's titled Facial Rash from Stupid Mask. Quote, hello, my son is in first grade and is required to wear a mask 98% of his day. He has some sensory issues with an ADHD diagnosis, so a mask restricting his breathing was an issue from inception of school year. As time went on, he has developed a bad habit of chewing on his mask because he now fears taking it off in school because he has been reprimanded more than necessary. The constant friction on his skin with a mask, sometimes wet from the chewing, is causing a moderate skin reaction. Not sure where to proceed from here, because my feeling is he should be exempt from wearing it at the very least until rash is resolved. Unquote. This next one is titled Mask Anxiety and Headaches. Quote, my daughter was greatly affected by the shutdown last spring. She was so excited to go back to school since she didn't get closure and missed her friends so much. We planned on getting an exemption from her doc, or at least try, since every time she tried to wear it, she had a panic attack. Never had one before. Doc told her it was all in her head, and school decided exemptions weren't allowed. She is forced to stay home and learn, and now has more anxiety because she is worried Karens will yell at her, and is becoming more depressed because she feels so isolated. Has since had to quit all of her activities because of our masks mandate. Her mental health is deteriorating despite our best efforts to her. But I guess it doesn't matter to the public because she is, quote, taking one for the team, unquote, or as some say to me, quote, at least she isn't dead, unquote. Fear tactics at its finest. while children and adults' mental health problems skyrockets. On another note, I work every day in a mask and have been getting migraines. Never in my whole life did I until now, and I am now seeing a neurologist for it. Unquote. This next one comes from California, titled Mask Makes Daughter Feel Sick. At a church gathering, the event had to be outside due to state's protocols. My daughter has to wear a face mask due to the rules of wearing one. She started breathing heavily and complained of a stomach ache. I had to run her to a nearby restroom and she vomited. The event did not take a long time, and when we left, she took off the mask immediately. After removing the mask, she was perfectly fine. I know without a doubt it was the mask making her feel ill without being able to breathe. Unquote. This next one comes from Tennessee. It's titled, Masks Caused Migraines. My 13-year-old son has suffered from mild headaches most of his life, but after being forced to wear a mask to school for 7 straight hours with little to no breaks, he was coming home every day in tears, suffering from migraines due to the mask mandate. We took him to a neurologist who agreed the mask was causing his migraines, but the school would not accept his exemption, so we had to pull him out of school and do virtual learning, which has been awful. We have now had to hire a full-time tutor at $10 per hour so he can get some sort of in-person learning. His father and I both work, so we can't be home with him during the day. He wants more than anything to be back to school, but due to his health issues with the mask mandate, he cannot. It's downright criminal what is happening to our children. The masks are not only causing physical harm, but emotional. The masks are not only causing physical harm, but emotional and mental harm as well. Unquote. I encourage everybody to get on this website and read these posts. I've read through a number of them. There are many more. The website is nomasksforkids.com. There are 4 blogs, and the different categories, again, include dental, dermal, eye, ear, nose, internal, neurological, psychological, and pulmonary. The largest posts on this blog are the psychological ones, and there are 43 posts thus far, just under the category of psychological. Please share this with countless people. Send this website to every school district that you can. Send it to every single teacher. Send it to every single administrator. And for God's sakes, stop wearing the mask at school. Send your kids to school without the mask. They can make one kid wear it potentially by simply yelling and screaming. I'd like to see a school's administration make hundreds, if not thousands, of students wear them all at once. I bet they can't do it. We have the numbers, people. We have to use the numbers to our advantage. They can't make everybody. That means no one should wear the mask. This is straight up child abuse. I've said it before. This is child abuse. And the people who are having their children wear masks are training them to be abused, not just now, but in the future. That's why the majority of the posts in this blog are psychological. It's killing children. It's hurting them now, and it's hurting them in the future. Take the mask off all of the time. Stand up for yourselves, stand up for each other, and know your constitutional rights. And just say no. And then sue the ever-living shit out of these school districts for child abuse. That's what needs to happen. Massive class action lawsuits. Thank you for listening to American Education FM. Don't forget to check out AmericanEducationFM.com, where you can make a small donation or even email us and be a guest on the podcast. Until next time, never stop learning, never stop reading, and never stop unlearning. Thanks for listening, and God bless.